You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-479-2697.
The Supreme Court won't review an abortion case from North Carolina involving ultrasounds. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The High Court has left in place a federal appeals court decision that struck down a North Carolina law. It had required abortion providers to display and describe an ultrasound to the pregnant woman before she had an abortion. The federal appeals court found the 2011 law requiring the so-called narrated ultrasound was ideological in intent and violated doctors' free speech rights. Reproductive rights groups praised the High Court, saying it is keeping politics out of the exam room. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Military officials say two people are hospitalized after gunfire broke out at an entrance to the Little Rock Air Force Base in Arkansas. They say the shots were fired when a civilian tried to enter the base. Police say the would-be intruder was injured and taken into custody. The base was placed on lockdown. Another juror in the Colorado Theater shooting trial has been dismissed. The judge today granted a defense motion to dismiss a woman whose brother-in-law was shot in an armed robbery in Denver last week. Three other jurors were released last week over concerns they were exposed to media reports and may not have been truthful about it. 20 jurors and alternates are left to decide the fate of James Holmes. Amnesty International says world leaders have abandoned millions of refugees and left them to die by failing to provide basic human protections. They are urging world leaders to overhaul refugee policies. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 83 degrees. I'll tell you, it feels like it's 100 out there. This afternoon, we're looking at a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 85. Tonight, a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 71. And on Tuesday, a 50% chance of heavy rain with a high of 88. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. My name is Richard G., and I'm out of breath because I've been running to get here. I almost didn't make it. My guest today is Kathy Conroy. I got that right, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
And you're the donor recruiter.
Yes.
For the blood bank.
Correct.
Okay. Why don't you give me a little bit about what you do at the hospital and how long you've been there and all that stuff.
Sure, Richard. I've been there about 7 years, actually a little over 7 years now. My role basically is just to recruit the donors. Most of our donors are repeat. Most of them come every couple of months when they're eligible. So I'm on the phone most of the day, just calling, and scheduling and emailing I send out global emails to all the employees every couple of months. We do get a lot of employees that donate. I do outside recruiting by going to the health and wellness centers. They have open houses about twice a year, and I go out there and I get a group of people usually.
Actually, we've got a fair coming up this Saturday.
Oh, really? I didn't.
It's
at the wellness center?
Well, no, it's not at the wellness center.
Oh, okay.
It's connected to the new cardiac.
Oh, okay.
And I understand they're going to have a giant heart there too.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. Yep.
I don't know. I was there last Thursday night, I think it was, when they did a ribbon cutting.
Right.
But I'll probably
stop
by.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's huge.
Yes.
It's so big, I couldn't believe it.
It is. It's really great.
I didn't expect it to be as large as it was. Well, you know, my daughter was a terrific blood donor when she was in high school.
Really?
She donated blood any chance she could get.
Mm-hmm.
I can't because I take an awful lot of medication.
Right. Well, there are a lot of medications that are acceptable.
Well, I take a lot of heart medications, and I was turned down because of one of them or something that I was taking. I don't remember which one it was. But I think it's a great thing to do is to donate blood.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not, I don't know, I know people get afraid of needles, but it really isn't.
No, you really don't feel anything.
No.
And we have the TV to distract you. So you're not, as long as it's covered up, you don't look at it. You feel the pinch. That's
and what it. Is it, 30 minutes?
30 to 40, 45 minutes sometimes.
Depending on how fast your heart's
depending
beating.
On how, how fast you pump out the blood, which normally 5 to 10 minutes. That's everything else is prep time, and it's really not long at all. You know, after the interview, when you go through the medical history and get past the interview, and there's a series of like 52 questions, you go in the next room, you get your physical, we do your blood pressure, your temperature, your pulse, we do a little finger stick to check your hemoglobin. Your hemoglobin is the iron level in your blood. It has to be within a certain range.
Okay.
And that's it. And then we take the blood, and when you're done, you just relax. You have cookies, juice, pretzels, whatever you want. Relax, and then you're done. We make sure you're okay, and then you leave.
Actually, I can't even remember. I think my blood type, and maybe I'm wrong, is there an AB?
There's an AB. AB negative and AB positive.
I don't know. I think that's what was on my dog tags when I was in the Army, but that was so long ago that I don't remember.
Right. A lot of people don't know what their blood type is, unless you're a donor, or unless, unfortunately, you needed blood products at one time or another, and then you usually know your blood type. But most people don't know.
I know my father-in-law is that universal type, and I don't remember what
that's O negative.
Well, that's what he is, and he donates all the time.
Wonderful. Yeah.
He donates all the time. He worked in the New York City schools, and he donated a lot. Now that he's retired, and he's like 88, but he still donates.
Well, yeah, you still can. Up to 75 or older, we require a note from the donor's physician.
Okay.
So anywhere from 17 to 75, over 75, we need the note. And then we do have donors that are in their 80s. But we're just constantly needing new. We need younger donors.
Okay, now, explain to people why you need this blood.
Array of reasons. We need the blood because blood is not manufactured.
Sure.
Obviously. It only comes from the donors. In the hospital, it's only used in the hospital. We do not send it out, sell it. It's for our patients only.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably get about, let's see, 65% of the blood used in the hospitals is from our donors.
Okay.
So the rest we do have to purchase, and it's rather expensive. So we rely on the generosity of our donors, which is wonderful. It's used for cancer patients. There's cancer patients that need blood or platelets or both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, platelets we also take as a donation. We have the apheresis procedure, which we do the... we have the machine, which they donate a blood and a platelet, so one of each product we get. And that's used for, like I said, cancer patients, some diseases, certain liver or kidney diseases may need it. Other reasons we need the blood is severe anemia, maybe a new mother, accidents or injuries. There's just so many different reasons you may need blood.
No, I know when my daughter was born, and she was born at the medical center. Oh. In fact, one of the first in the birthing room. They only had two birthing rooms at that time.
Really?
And she's now 30, so.
Wow.
But they had a couple of interns come in to watch, and the one intern yelled, "Oh, my God, excessive bleeding." And I thought Dr. Huttner was going to kill him. You know, it's like, you don't say that.
Right, right.
And I know at that time, everybody was worried about AIDS.
Right.
And Dr. Huttner said to my wife, "I could give you blood right now, but I'm going to wait. I think you're going to rebuild your blood, and I'm going to wait till tomorrow." And it ended up she didn't need any blood. But I know that at that time, people were worried about AIDS. What about today?
Right. No. No. There's a series of 13, 14 tests done on each unit. So, and obviously HIV, all the hepatitises.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the list in front of
sure.
me, but like I said, but you have to first go through the questions as far as where you have been, different countries
right.
after certain time frames, because that's when it was more of a risk for, contracting HIV.
Because I know at that time, a lot of people would give their own blood in case when they were going in for something.
We do that too. Yep.
They would store up their own blood, and then if they needed it, they'd use it.
Yeah, that would be an autologous donation. So
okay.
we do have a lot of patients that are having hip replacements or knee replacements, and they would come in a few weeks ahead of time and donate a pint. Sometimes if there's a risk for losing more blood, the doctor may order two pints, which we don't do at once. You'd have to come back within a week in between to be able to take the two pints, one at a time. But
I was just thinking, I had heart surgery 16 years ago and then again 10 years ago. And I don't remember if they gave me blood.
Hmm.
Maybe they did while I was still out or when I was recovering.
It's possible.
Because I don't remember getting blood any other time.
Right.
But
it's very possible. Sometimes, and if it's not needed, if you're doing a donation for yourself and it's not needed, it goes into the general inventory.
Okay.
Because the same amount of testing, the same procedure is done on that unit, followed through. So, and there are some cases where people don't need it. So it does go to our inventory.
Yeah, I just don't remember getting any blood. But like I said, you go into the intensive care and you're still kind of out of it.
Right, you wouldn't know.
So maybe they did and I had no idea.
It's possible. I would imagine that would
I
be
would
possible.
Think if you're going to do a heart surgery, that's pretty...
I'm not that familiar with who, exactly.
Well, and also...
often.
Heart surgery is not done at the medical center. I had to go to Morristown.
Okay.
I was at the medical center first, and they sent me up by ambulance to Morristown.
Okay.
But I had it done at Morristown, but I'm just not sure.
Right.
It was not... And I hate saying this because it's not something that you want to do, but it was not that bad.
Right.
It was not that, but it's not something you want to get up in the morning and say, I think I'll go have my arteries replaced,
Right.
But it, in the scheme of things, it sounds terrible, but it really wasn't that
right.
hard.
Well, that's good. You recover pretty quickly?
The first time I had it on Monday, I went home on Thursday.
Great.
The second time... Because what they did is they took, I can show you the things on my arm.
Oh.
They took stuff out of my arm because instead of having to take it out of your legs, those didn't work. They collapsed, so I had to have it done again, and they took them out of my legs.
Okay.
And the second time, I had that done on a Thursday. I went home on Monday, but I probably could have gone home on Sunday, except my cardiologist was on vacation.
So you didn't get cleared to go home.
So I didn't get cleared. He had a guy sitting in for him, and he said, I'd send you now, but I want him to see you tomorrow.
Right.
It was not, but I did what they told me. They said, get up and walk as soon as, and I was walking all over the hospital. In fact, I walked one time too far through some doors and the monitor they had on me, I flatlined and they came running.
Oh,
and they said, oh, we forgot to tell you, don't go through these doors. Okay. So I would, I was bored. I'd just get up and walk and I want to get out of here. I want to,
Because you felt good. That's great.
And it really... I don't want people to think that they can do the things that and have heart surgery that it's great because if you can avoid it, it's better.
Right, of course.
It's better.
Any surgery if you
but,
can avoid it.
But it was not, when they first told me I had to have heart surgery, I almost fainted because I thought, oh my God, that's
scary
major.
Thing. Yeah, it's scary too.
So.
But you're in good hands.
Well.
You did a good job.
I think any of those people just deserve all the credit because and they really know what they're doing. And I know it's like a, well, I worked for 21 years for Newsweek. I would go in and do the job without even thinking half the time. And I'm sure they're doing the same thing. They're going in and just, well, we do this and we do that. And then, oh, we're done now, you know. Because I remember asking the surgeon, how many people do you lose? And he said, oh, I forget how many thousands. He said, we do a year. And if we lose one or two, it's usually because of age. He said, I was in my 50s at the time. He said, wow. You don't have to worry.
Right.
You don't have to worry. I got to take a break for some commercials. We'll come back and talk about blood. If anybody has a question, you can call 908-237-0410. I can put you on the air, or you can just ask me the question, and I'll ask Kathy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
Okay, we're back. This is Richard G. This is As I See It. I'm sorry. This is the As I See It's Tomorrow. This is the Medical Center on the air. I do so many different shows sometimes. I don't know which one I'm on. As I See It, we'll be on at 4 o'clock tomorrow. From 4 to 6, and we got two great guests, so please listen in. Anyway, I'm speaking with Kathy Conroy, who is the donor recruiter for the blood service at the 100in Medical Center. Now, do you really have to do a lot of recruiting, or do you have, like, you have a whole stable of people that probably come all the time?
Oh, we do. We do. We have a lot of great people. Probably that 65% of donations that we get per year are, I'd say 60% are repeat. People that have been coming for years.
But if somebody's listening right now and says, oh, I think I'd like to do that, how would they do it?
Oh, call me. It's very easy. Just call me.
I need the number.
I will give you my number. It's 908-788-6405, and that comes right directly to me. And what I'd like to do is a little pre-screening on the phone before we basically all you have to do is set up an appointment and bring in your license. You should eat the day of donation. Definitely, we don't want to take you on an empty stomach.
Okay.
And drinking extra water the day of donation does also help the process.
Okay.
But I like to ask people, especially if they've never donated before, a little background as far as have you traveled anywhere outside of the United States in the past year?
Sure.
We will ask you 3 years in the question of, you know, where you've been in the past 3 years. But the last year is the most important because there are some malaria risk areas. Certainly nowhere in the United States or really Europe, but parts of Mexico, certain islands, and parts of Africa. And so I like to just do that over the phone and also ask if you have any history as far as cancer or leukemia.
Okay. And I think that's why my wife doesn't. She had cancer.
Okay. Well, you need to be cancer-free for 1 year.
Well, she could do it because she's been cancer-free now for 25 years.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
1 year with a doctor's note that you're cancer-free for at least a year, you pass that. Any heart or lung problems, you would need a note from your cardiologist if you have any history, because past heart attacks, past any kind of, like you were talking about, heart attack and stents and things, it's all acceptable. We would just need a note from the doctor.
I think I'm not acceptable because I take
the meds.
I take a lot of meds. I take meds for high blood pressure, cholesterol. And I also take something, I think, that thins my blood.
Okay.
And I know I asked once a long time ago, and they said, no, you're not.
I spoke to you a long time ago. I remember talking to you about it. I remember you seeing you at the medical center and talking about it.
Leonard Lance was there?
Probably, yes.
I think it was.
He was here. Yeah, we did a little drive.
And you were the one I talked to.
Yeah.
But then I did talk to my cardiologist, and he said, no, if you could avoid it, you know.
It's not for everybody, but there are a lot of, you know, it is.
But I would do it if I could.
Right. No, and I understand, yeah, and that's great. That's admirable.
And, you know, like I said, my daughter, from the time, you say you got to be 17?
Yes, at least 17 years old.
From the time, she was doing it at the high school, mm-hmm. at Central, mm-hmm. and she'd do it a couple times during the school year.
Right.
I know one day she called me up and said, hey, Dad, I've given so much blood, they gave me tickets to the Yankees, and they gave my friends tickets to the Yankees, too. And I said, oh, well, have a good time. She said, no, Dad, I got one for you because I need somebody to drive us.
Right, right.
So I took all these girls over to the Yankees back when they were in their old stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And they all, by seventh inning, were so tired that we left. But that was fine. Had a nice time. We had a nice time. I got a free ticket, and I drove all her friends, who were all good girls.
Yeah.
They were all nice girls.
So you didn't mind?
No. I used to take them everywhere. I used to take them to the movies. I used to take them everywhere. But, yes, she said we gave so much blood. We all gave so much blood that we got tickets to the Yankees.
That's great.
So I thought they were going on a bus.
Yeah, right? Well, that's our competition, the mobile units that are out there going to the high schools, because we don't have the mobile units, you know, to go out and get it, so we rely on people coming to the medical center.
If somebody's collecting from that high school, is that blood coming to you then? Or do you have to buy that blood?
We have to buy that blood. That is not coming to us. Okay, we so are not associated with any of those.
None of those things come to you for free.
No. Oh, absolutely not. And a unit of blood is very expensive.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I don't know the exact number. I just know it's hundreds. You know, it's expensive. So
wow.
That's why it's so important that, you know, we get the people coming into us. And it's, you know, we're not a huge hospital, so you just walk through the front door up to the third floor. We're right there. It's very easy. I don't overbook, so I make it convenient for people to come in and do their thing and leave. I really don't like to make people wait.
Well, sure.
So it's a matter of, you know, I try to make it very convenient.
I do want to stress again, you got to be at least 17.
At least 17. Yeah. And in the past, we were saying you have to be at least 110 pounds. Most of our 17-year-olds, though, we would prefer that they weigh a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah. Approximately 130 pounds, because most 17-year-olds have never donated before. So the more weight on you, the less, you know, the more volume you have in your body, mm-hmm. and taking one unit from you is not going to usually cause a reaction. So we're trying to stay away from having any kind of reactions in our donors.
Sure. Well, I don't know. My daughter does work in a high school now, but I don't know if she still gives blood or not, because she's down in North Carolina.
Oh.
But I imagine if they're coming around, she probably is.
Probably.
Because she was into doing that, like I said, her and her friends, and they thought it was very important, and I thought it was terrific that they were doing it.
Oh, it is so important. You know, it's good for you. You know, we're taking a unit of blood. You probably have 8 to 10 in your body, so... And within 3 days, you have that unit back.
Yeah, the body just recreates
it's
it
just,
all.
Right. Although, you do have to wait 56 days, which is basically 2 months, to be able to donate a unit of whole blood again.
Okay.
But, and we also, like I said, do the apheresis. So we do take platelets and a unit of blood. So we get two products from somebody.
Okay.
Most women do not qualify for doing that. It's a longer time with a needle in your arm, so it's a longer time as far as the whole process. So we do mostly have men that give us the platelets. And again, platelets are used for cancer patients as well as the blood, but like cancer patients, burn victims, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Most leukemia patients, that's mostly what we would use it for in our hospital.
Okay. Now, also, we talked about this before, but you screen for AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
You screen for hepatitis also?
Yes. All the hepatitises.
I've had all those shots.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went to Asia a few times.
Okay.
So I had all the hepatitis, mm-hmm. A, B, and C, I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I've
had them all.
Yeah, there's.
And I don't know how long those shots are good for, though.
You know what? I'm not sure either.
Yeah, so
the truth.
They may not
I don't know how many years.
They may not be good right now, because this was 95.
Okay.
So it was a while ago, 20 years
yeah.
ago.
They might not be. You might need a new series again.
But I took, and we were bringing back some orphans, and the one little girl had hepatitis C, and they were giving her juice, and the women I was with gave her juice, and she didn't want it. So I took the juice and drank it, and they said, oh, don't do that, you. I said, I'm not worried.
I don't think. You can get it from drinking.
But I've already been vaccinated, so I don't care.
Right.
I'll drink her juice. But
exactly.
Yeah, the one little girl had, but she was going to get help as soon as she got in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she went to San Francisco, so I'm sure she's fine today. Mm-hmm. Now she'd be 20-some years old.
Sure.
Yeah. But,
wow. Good for you to go and do that.
Well, it was an interesting thing. It was an interesting event. Anyway, I've got to take a break for the news. When we get back, we'll talk about some of these other questions I've got here that they sent me. And
okay.
If you've got any questions, like I said before, about giving blood or donating blood, give Kathy a call at 908-788-6405. And she'll answer all your questions. And to tell you the truth, it's really simple. I've had IVs in me many times because I was in the hospital. In fact, when you're in the hospital, they leave an IV in you. They move it about every other day so that it's fresh. But I've had them in the back of my hand. I've had them everywhere. And they really, once they go in, you hardly feel it. And then once they're in, you don't even know they're there. So it's a real simple thing to do. I got to take a break for the news. We'll be right back after these messages in the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The woman accused of helping two killers escape from a New York prison appeared in court today. Joyce Mitchell allegedly gave David Sweat and Richard Matt contraband, which they used to escape. She pleaded not guilty and appeared wearing a bulletproof vest.
It's a safety precaution. It's a safety precaution that they take in all high-profile cases.
That was Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley. The president of the NAACP in Spokane has resigned amid questions about whether she lied about her racial identity. Rachel Dolezal's father, Larry, told NBC's Today Show he wasn't going to lie.
We taught our children, as we raised all six of them, tell the truth. Always be honest. And so we weren't going to lie. We told the truth.
Dolezal has been a longtime figure in Spokane's human rights community. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments? Or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? With federal student loan services, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast, no matter how much you owe. Call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Jeb Bush is launching his presidential campaign today. The former Florida governor will downplay his surname and focus on his experience during a speech at Miami-Dade College.
We need to start fixing things. I said I was going to do these things, and I did them, and the result was Florida's a lot better off.
That was a clip from a web video released earlier. And Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton is campaigning today in New Hampshire. She says one of her first proposals, if elected, is to help parents with child care.
We shouldn't think of child care as just a place to deposit your kids, a warehouse. We should invest in programs that create healthy environments for early learning.
And she accused Republicans of hurting American children with their policies. Another juror in the Colorado theater shooting trial has been dismissed. The judge released today a woman whose brother-in-law was shot in an armed robbery in Denver last week. Three other jurors have already been let go. This is USA Headline News.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items, stadium cups, USA Promo Stuff has it. So go get it. Visit USAPromoStuff.com. USAPromoStuff.com. That's USAPromoStuff.com.
Senator Charles Schumer wants airlines to scrap a proposal to reduce the allowed size of carry-on luggage, saying it would put an undue financial burden on travelers. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senator Schumer says a 20% reduction in the size of carry-on bags would force flyers to pay check-in fees or buy new luggage. He says it's just another way for airlines to make money at the expense of travelers.
I will call the CEO of each major airline and urge them to cease and desist. They have enough extra charges, enough profits. They don't need to go after the traveler again.
The International Air Transport Association says it's a way to free up space in packed overhead bins. Many international airlines already have agreed to adopt the proposed policy. Julie Walker, New York.
Military officials say two people are hospitalized after gunfire broke out at an entrance to the Little Rock Air Force Base in Arkansas. They say the shots were fired when a civilian tried to enter the base. Police say the would-be intruder was injured and taken into custody. The base was placed on lockdown. Officials in Mexico are preparing for Tropical Storm Carlos, which is off the coast of Acapulco. Schools have been closed and shelters set up. Meanwhile, an area of low pressure near the Yucatan Peninsula could bring heavy rains to Texas, and the system could develop into a tropical storm. U.S. stocks are moving lower in midday trading after weekend talks between Greece and its creditors stalled, raising the possibility the country could default on its loans. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature right now is 85 degrees. We're looking at late afternoon today with a 50% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 85. Tonight, a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 71. Tuesday, heavy rain, a 50% chance with a high of 88. And Tuesday night looks like it's clearing and a low of 63. This is Richard G., and this is, as noticed, it's the Medical Center on the air. I got to get my show straight. And I'm speaking with Kathy Conroy, who's with the blood bank or the blood?
Yeah, blood bank or blood donor services.
The blood donor services at the Hunterdon Medical Center. And you are the donor recruiter who's out there trying to get people's blood.
Yes, I
am. You and Dracula.
So. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what they call me.
Do they?
No. Some people do, yeah.
But trying to, and it's a very important thing because, you know, if you're in an automobile accident, maybe you might lose a lot of blood.
Exactly.
And you get in there that you need this blood. So it's important if you donate the blood to help other people, or who knows, what goes around comes around. It could be you getting helped. So it's a very important thing to do.
Absolutely.
And as I'd said before, I would do it, but I'm not allowed because of the medication I take. And I'm sure there's some people that are that way.
Yeah, there are. But a lot of people are like say to me, well, I take blood pressure medication. I take high cholesterol medication. And they are perfectly fine medications. You'd be surprised. So if anybody has any questions, you put my phone number out there. Call me and say, hey, I'm on this, and this. Can I donate?
Let's give it again. It's 908-788-6405.
And I think a lot of people would be surprised. There are a lot of acceptable medications.
It's not a long process. It's 20 minutes to a half hour or so.
That's very quick.
You go in, you give the blood. What do you get, some juice and a cookie?
Yes, you do. Cookie, pretzels, juice. Whatever you'd like. We even have parking spaces in front of the hospital.
Okay.
That are three spaces designated for blood donors.
This is right in front of the hospital?
The second row back, but with the front door, right? Mm-hmm. And Bruce, our doorman, keeps everybody out of there that's not a blood donor.
Okay.
So we always have those three spots there, which is convenient.
Yeah. Makes it easy for people to get in and do what they've got to do.
It does.
And what did you say? About every 2 months you could donate if you wanted to donate?
Yeah, 56 days or 8 weeks.
Okay.
You can donate blood. Yep. Also on the apheresis machine, what we take are, besides the platelets and a unit of red cells from a donor, would be double red cells. So we would take, if someone, mostly men, have a high hemoglobin, you have to be within a certain range. Again, we check your levels. you can donate 2 units of red cells. So that's only about 45 minutes, maybe to an hour.
Now, see, now you've got me completely. I don't know anything about the platelets.
All right. Well, this machine is, it's different. It's one needle, one, so you're only sticking the person one time. In the past, it used to be in one arm, out the other arm. It used to be really confusing. They make it so simple now. It's just one stick, and it takes all of the product out of you, the whole blood, like you're donating whole blood. But the centrifuge in the machine spins everything and gives you back the product we don't want. So if it's set up to take platelets from you, it puts back the red cells into your system.
Okay, so
and it just takes platelets.
Basically flows back into you then.
Right.
And, it, and they take the platelets, and you use the platelets for, you said, cancer people.
Cancer patients, yeah, leukemia. Mostly leukemia, yeah.
Which I think today, and I'm maybe speaking out of line, that leukemia is much more curable today than it used to be.
I believe it is, too.
When I was a little boy, I had a cousin who died from leukemia. Probably today, he probably would have survived.
Probably. Yeah. I'm sure, yeah, it's come a real long way. But as far as those double red cells, that's as we call it, it gives you, like I said, we're just taking the red cells out of you. We give you anticoagulant medication ahead of time, which is basically just Tums, because sometimes when the anticoagulant is going in back into you, we mix that in with the other products that we're not taking. It may give you a chill.
Oh, okay.
On you. So the Tums does help with that. Any kind of side effects, but it's also, again, very simple. You basically don't feel anything, and it helps us out even more.
And it's, as I said before, it's very important.
Oh, absolutely, very important. You know, I want to touch on something else, Richard.
Sure.
A lot of people think if you have a piercing or a tattoo, you can't donate blood. It depends. If you get the tattoo or the piercing in New Jersey,
okay,
and if we have a letter from the establishment where you had this done, that they are a licensed facility and they use all the proper equipment, it is acceptable.
Now, in my case, that I couldn't get that. I have a couple of piercings in my ear.
Okay.
But they were done in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, maybe 20 years ago.
Oh, then it's fine. We only want to know if you got it within the last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's the last year, and if it's in the last year and you got it from another state, because we're so close to Pennsylvania, we do have people that get it out of state. That's
sure.
A one-year deferral.
Okay.
So even in-state, without that letter, it's a one-year deferral.
Well, mine, I know, they were done at one of those kiosks
mm-hmm.
in the mall where they sell earrings.
Right.
So
they're licensed. They're using.
Yeah, there was a time in my
products.
Life when I always wore a couple of earrings, and I haven't done that in a while, mainly because I had an old guy once point at it and say, why don't you act your age? But
well, that's not an age thing, that's just what you like.
Yeah. Well, I just don't put them in much anymore. They were quite a sight when I was in Vietnam in 94, and all the basically the young ladies would point at my ear.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't see too many guys with earrings.
And then, no, I guess
then
not.
Of course, I'm a Caucasian, too, so that stood out. But I don't wear them hardly at all anymore. Okay, so it's only if it's just recently done
within
with a tattoo.
The year. Correct.
And so that would work out okay. And I'm not big on tattoos, but a lot of people have them.
A lot of people do have them. Yep. I see them in all ages.
Yeah. I know.
Yep.
I know. A lot of people have them. It's not something that I would care to have done.
It's not for everybody. You know what I want to also mention? We spoke about cancer earlier.
Sure.
And there are some certain cancers, like a skin cancer. Obviously, as long as it's not melanoma, if it's a squamous cell or a basal cell carcinoma, that isn't acceptable to donate blood.
Okay.
You wouldn't need to wait the year.
Okay.
You wouldn't need to be cancer-free for a year because it's a skin cancer. So
okay.
That's acceptable. As long as it's surgically removed and healed, that would be acceptable too.
Okay. I got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back after this, and we'll get into the final segment of the show.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, we're back. This is the Medical Center on the Air. My name is Richard G., and I'm here with Kathy Conroy. And we're talking about blood. We're talking about giving blood and how important it is. I guess one of the questions that's on here, I just happened to look at it, and just as I said that, why is it so important to donate blood? Well, I think we probably talked about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, we did. Remember, we were talking about, well, blood, it can't be manufactured. We can only get it from people. So as far as why it's important because you're saving a life. You're saving, actually, with one unit of blood, you can save up to 3 lives.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Depending on what it's, yeah, because you have the plasma in it, you have the platelets, you have the red cells.
And as we said before, you know, unfortunately, you go out of the house and maybe you get in a car accident, and you don't expect that to happen.
Right.
But people get into the accidents, they come into the hospital, they need blood, and the shame would be if you didn't have it.
Well, hopefully, and that'll never happen. It never has happened, and it really never will happen. But that's what I say to people all the time. You really don't realize how the importance of donating blood unless you yourself or a loved one has received a product, mm-hmm. blood product. Mm-hmm. And then that does happen a lot. We do get people donating to replace what their relatives have used,
sure.
what their loved ones have used. That reminds me of, I wanted to talk about having, we also, as far as the mobile units going out to get it and me talking about how relying on people to come to us, if there's any companies, or we do have some companies that come to us,
okay,
we put aside, it could be up to a day or up to a week or even a couple of weeks if it's a large company, that we can just put time aside and just for their employees to come into us.
Mm-hmm.
We do it with smaller companies right now.
Sure.
But we can really accommodate whatever is needed. We have some schools that come in once in a while, and for their students, whenever their classes are, we put aside the time to just, and I won't book anybody, obviously, because they're going
to
be coming in.
And we do have to say again, you got to be 17.
Right, right, of course. So it would be basically juniors or seniors.
Yes, juniors or seniors in school.
Right.
But still, and if there's a business or a company out there that would like to maybe do a company thing where they came mm-hmm. in to give blood, you can do oh, yeah. that, and it would be call your number, right? The 788-6405 number.
Yes,
and
right to me.
Call Kathy and set that appointment up.
Right.
If you got any questions about giving blood also, give Kathy a call, because there are no dumb questions.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And if you're worried about one thing or another, and if you're worried, I know there was a big scare years ago on AIDS. I don't think that's around anymore. I think that's pretty much been.
It is so safe. There's more testing now than ever.
I know a lot of people really, really got nervous about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't see anybody, I don't really hear people being nervous about that, anymore.
As a news story, it's pretty much died down too,
right.
The AIDS thing. It was really big for a while.
Sure.
As I said, when my wife gave birth to our daughter 30 years ago,
right.
The doctor didn't want to give her any blood if he didn't have to.
Right.
Said,
yeah, it's changed.
They said, let's just wait a day and see if you rebuild. And they did some, I don't know how they tested, but they said, oh, she's fine.
The screening process, yeah, I'm not a tech, blood bank tech, so mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, but I just know that it's they work hard, and they screen and test and screen and test and make sure it's safe.
And they basically said, it's fine. You're going to be okay. You don't need to have any extra blood. But I know at the time, I think that was the one concern was the mm-hmm. AIDS virus. And I think it had a lot of people scared at that time. But now you don't need to worry about it. You can go in, you can give your blood, you can get your cookie or pretzels or whatever, and some juice. And
it's safe, it's easy, it's fast. And I really believe people out there that have never done it before, that are so hesitant, try it once, and when you see how easy it is and how you get such satisfaction afterwards knowing that you're helping somebody and you're saving people.
I think there's so many people out there that are afraid of needles.
Yes.
I mean, I saw guys when I was going in the Army, and they're giving us shots, guys fainting.
Yeah.
There were guys fainting, and I thought, what is this? But I think, and we've talked, I've had nurses on here before, we've talked about checking your blood pressure and your cholesterol and mm-hmm. getting a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple thing. They just stick it in and take a little blood out of your arm.
You feel the pinch. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
And there's nothing else to it. It's done. It can tell. It's amazing what people can find out when they look at your blood.
Right.
And it's just amazing. It amazes me that they can tell all this stuff about you and what your problems are and all this kind of thing.
Right.
And so I know I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but get out and get your blood test. I'm telling people, just get your blood tested and see what, because first of all, I don't want anybody to go through having their chest ripped open and having heart work done.
Right.
So get out there, get that taken care of, and maybe while you're there, give a little blood too.
As long as you're in good health, if you're feeling good, and like I said, any questions, just give me a call. We'll do a little, we'll screen you over the phone first.
Sure,
and then,
sure.
So we won't waste your time. So.
Well, like I said, I think a lot of people are afraid of needles.
Yeah, but seriously, I was, and then I donate as much as I can. But you don't look at it. You watch TV. You talk to somebody. You don't know what's going on over there, and before you know it, you're done.
Yeah, and once that needle's in, you can't feel anything.
No, you feel nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's not like, well, I can feel my blood leaking out of me.
Right. No, I think people are afraid of that too.
Yeah. You can't feel anything.
No.
So I'm
I would give it, but I'm not allowed. Maybe that's a good excuse that I've got. I don't know, but I'm not allowed. But I would, because I believe in it. I think it's great. And I said, my daughter, when she was in high school, and I got a feeling she probably donates, she teaches school, she probably donates all the time now, too. Mm-hmm.
Probably does, yeah.
But she got into the habit, her and her friends, and they all donated blood, I think, twice a year in the high school. So
that's probably what they do. Yeah, like I always say, start young, and then you do it for the, a lot of people try to do it the rest of their life, as long as they can.
Sure.
As long as something doesn't stop them.
I know that day that I met you, Leonard Lance was in there, and I think he was, he donated, I forget how many quarts of blood.
He's been a donor for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in there donating blood that day.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
And I was asked to come in by his people because I was doing some work with them, and, okay. and I was doing stuff down at WDVR, but I was asked by his people to come in and watch him give blood. So anyway, we're almost out of time. Is there anything we missed?
I don't think so. I don't know. Can you think of anything?
I can't think of anything except just give Kathy a call, 788-6405. If you got any questions at all, just give a call. She'll answer them. She's not going to get upset with you.
Our hours. How about that?
Oh, that would be a good idea. Yeah.
Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6:30, and Fridays, 9 to 12:30.
Okay.
So we are open the 5 days a week.
Fridays 5 to 12, or?
9 to 12.
9 to 12:30. I don't know why I was putting 5. Okay. I think we've covered everything.
I think we have.
I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And I meant to ask real quick, is there a certain time of the year you need more blood than other times?
Summer.
And so we're coming up on summer
seems
now.
To be, yes. Summer's a slow time for us, and it seems to be when we need it more. You know,
okay.
Understandably, people are on vacations, you're busy with the family, you have things to do.
Sure.
But it doesn't take long.
But summer, so now's the time to do it, to help everybody out. And who knows whose life you might be saving.
Exactly.
Okay, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock with As I See It. But stay tuned for Georgine and Hot in Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Jeb Bush is in the race. The former Florida governor is running for president.
The barriers right now on people rising up is the great challenge of our time. So many people could do so much better if we fixed a few things. My core beliefs start with the premise that the most vulnerable in our society should be in the front of the line.
That was a clip from a recent web video. He is delivering his speech at Miami-Dade College. The woman accused of helping two killers break out of a New York prison appeared in court today. Joyce Mitchell allegedly provided David Sweat and Richard Matt with tools. And Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says the escape was planned for months.
This wasn't something that happened, overnight, that they didn't start working on this on Friday, June 5th, and then were able to find their way out of the facility.
The two are still on the run, and officials say they could be anywhere. This is USA Headline News.
If you get up to use the bathroom multiple times a night, if you've ever had to rush to get to a bathroom or worried that a hard laugh or cough could cause an embarrassing accident, if bladder control issues are a real concern for you or your aging parents, please listen to this important message. Healthy Control is an all-natural bladder control formula with ingredients proven to relieve urgency, reduce frequency of urination, reduce embarrassing bladder leakage, and the number of nighttime trips to the bathroom. Now we're giving away a free 30-day supply to callers from this area. Call 800-918-4177 now for details. With Healthy Control, you'll feel more confident and comfortable, and finally get a full night's sleep again. Take charge of when and how often you go to the bathroom. Call now for details on how to receive your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control at 800-918-4177. Hurry, this free offer will not last long. Call 800-918-4177 to find out how to get your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control. That's 800-918-4177. Again, 800-918-4177.
The president of the NAACP chapter in